MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast, this is the Naked Indian Single Track Samurai calling in from Skipper Bay on the Florida Divide route. I'm going to try to fit everything into one call because it's been a couple days since I called. Last I called, I believe I reported that I was hurting pretty bad, and I was. Roughly, brief synopsis, you start this route off in heaven, then you descend into Blackwater, and Blackwater kind of roughs you up and bullies you a little bit. Then you get some reprieve, you roll into Eaglin that kind of holds your arms back and punches you in the stomach and kicks you in the gut and knocks you down, and then you roll through Lafayette Creek, and, you know, it kicks you while you're down, beats the crap out of you. Eventually, you get some more reprieve, and then Ecofina, as beautiful as it is, kind of finishes you off. And by the time I got to Ecofina, I didn't make my goal. That was the first time I slept on a goal, and I camped early, hoping that some extra sleep would recover me. And the next day, what happened was I woke up with dead legs. By then, Joshua and Skeegee were both with me. My legs were so dead that Joshua just left me. Skeegee left me too, in a hotel in Bluntstown, where I had the shortest day of my trip yet, and I slept roughly like 12 hours and ate food and drank water, and when I woke up that next day, I was replenished. My legs were solid and strong, and I went fast enough to catch back up to Skeegee, and when I did catch him, it was nearly dark, and he wanted to camp. He didn't want to push to town, to Tallahassee, so I camped with him, and even though we were low on food, we ate what we had, and while I was sitting there kind of just praying that some kind of fortune would bestow us some, John Picron, a.k.a. Long Island Iced Tea, and Kevin Porter, a.k.a. Kevin Scott, showed up to join me, to ride someone with me on the route, brought food and refreshments. It was like manna from heaven. We were up at 11 o'clock making coffee and laughing and talking and a huge fire. It was just a great time. And then the next day, we rode the tacky roads of ANF, Apalachicola National Forest, where we came across Matt Bull and Chris Whitman. And boom, I got like escorted to town with like six riders. It was kind of really, really cool. I could feel the love. And another good day on the bike. We stayed in Cali, where I had to do a bunch of necessary things. And then once out of Cali, we rolled just beautiful single track deep, deep into the Apalachicola National Forest. Eventually, it got dark on us. We lost all the daylight. It got super cold. We were in the hunt for water. We filtered water out of Lost Creek, set up camp in an old, like, cattle pen. I don't know what else to call it, and had a fire and food. And this morning we rode a little bit together, but John Picron, a.k.a. Long Island Iced Tea, and Kevin Porter, a.k.a. Kevin Scott, had to go back to their normal lives. And me and Skeegee rolled into Sop Choppy, where I restocked, critical restock, and then I just pedaled away. And I'm on my way to go as far as I can today, as far as I can the next day, and hopefully maybe wrap this beast up in a week or so. That's the plan, a week or so to slay the rest of these beasts. It's been beautiful. I wouldn't have traded any of what's happened for anything. I've gotten a lot of good sleep. My body is in good form. My legs feel fantastic. The back is good. The knees are good. The Achilles are good. The spirits are good. The attitude and the mind is right. So it's time to push deep and far and see more beautiful terrain and hopefully pick up even more mileage once I rejoin the north-south of the Cross Florida Mountain Bike Route, a.k.a. the Fargo to Florida Flamingo Divide. My goal is the Keys. That's what's up. I'll talk to you guys soon. I'll keep updating. Thank you. Bye.